Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original.
Thank you to Fram for making this bonus episode of Review Review possible. For over 80 years, Fram has been a leader in automotive filtration, Riley, because that's the only thing they do. Filters. My stupid oil has got me in trouble. I didn't have Fram filters in my truck that I ran over the other day.
Want to protect your well-oiled machine or breathe easier when driving? Fram has the right filter for every kind of driver. Fram oil filters are American-made, tough, and feature sure grip technology.
No slip grip for easy install and remove, even with an oily hand, glove, or foot.
Fram cabin air filters. God, I hate that image. Fram cabin air filters filter out contaminants like exhaust fumes, allergens, and pollution. And with the power of Army Hammer's Arm & Hammer baking soda, you can breathe easy with an odorless interior.
Find the filter that's right for you this holiday season. And go to Fram.com today. That's Fram.com.
Thanks, Fram.
I just wanna know how you feel. Wanna love that's so proud and real. You make me wanna go out and steal.
Happy Honda days.
Happy Honda days.
Toyota sales-a-thon.
Merry Chrysler event.
Mazda Hanukkah.
Zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom. Light the menorah room. Oh, hi, funny. Jimmy. How goes it? Friday, December 18th, recording this on Wednesday, December 9th. And that's just how it goes around here. That's just how it goes.
What do you think you'll be feeling like on December 18th?
It's interesting. I don't know. Because you and I are gearing up for like a wee bit of a holiday break. So December 18th is basically when our work is done. Mm-hmm. We do have a VIP Zoom party on tomorrow on the 19th. Ooh. So if you're listening to this and you're a VI Podcat, please join us.
Or want to be.
Bump up to the higher tier or subscribe. Patreon.com/Riley and Jeff. But that's just fun. And that's going to be great because it's like all the work will be done. We spike some eggnog with brandy.
People you will. Say brandy, I probably won't be drinking that
your
egg
liquor.
Stuff.
What's that?
I probably won't be having eggnog on the day. That's how I know I'll be feeling on the 18th for sure, is that I'm not going to be like, you know what I want to drink on a Zoom call? Egg stuff. And that has nothing to do with you. So don't be sad.
I take
it
personally,
to do with
though,
you. I know you do,
yeah.
Which is unbelievable, actually.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. How will we feel in 9 days? I don't know. I feel good right now. Hopefully I feel as good or better then.
Fingers crossed, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I therapy.
A crowd comes in.
This is you in therapy. Focus. I asked if you were feeling
you.
Bad.
They're no, cheering for you. You gotta tell them something.
I'm not gonna say anything. You're going through a really, really hard time.
Come on, say something. They love you.
You're clearly on the verge. You're absolutely on the verge. You're going through a divorce. Your kids are going with your ex-husband.
They all just went quiet because they actually don't like when you talk about my divorce.
Yeah, that's what this is for. They love that. They love the run. What's new in the world of Riley, do you think?
What I think will be new? Now that's interesting, isn't it? Now that's something.
I love saying not interesting questions are really interesting.
That's interesting. That's interesting. I think by then I will have all of my Christmas presents wrapped.
In your den.
And sent off. In my den. Daniel really wants to call our TV room the den.
He's such a Chicago boy.
And Elizabeth and I are like, absolutely not. Like, yeah, our living room, he wants to call the den. And we're like, no.
Well, you kind of, yeah. I feel like it's a family room.
Family room, living room. It doesn't matter, but it's very funny. Because sometimes
just not
we'll be
den.
Like, we'll be like, oh, it's in the, can you grab, it's on the couch in the living room. And Daniel was like, I don't know where that is. I don't know what that room,
oh
we don't have
God.
One of those. Do you mean the den? I'm like, I don't think so. That doesn't sound familiar. And then you were just in that cycle.
Speaking of cycle, I fell off my bike yesterday.
Did you actually?
I scraped both my knees, Billie Eilish style, yeah.
Are you okay?
Bruises on both my knees for
Jeffrey
bikes.
Jeffrey fell off of a tricycle one day when he was triking around. He fell because of snow.
Get my really bad name out of your mouth.
What happened? You fell off your bike like a little kid.
No, I didn't fall off my bike. It just fit the story.
Oh my God.
Ask me one personal question about myself, because I feel like I never actually share anything about my life on this show, and I'd like
what's
to change
one of
that
your happiest memories.
Oh wow, that's actually really good. That was so fast. You like had that at the ready.
Because I love, listen, I overshare, you undershare.
It's the over under of it all. I'm wondering what the happiest memory might have to be.
One of them doesn't have to be the happiest.
You know what? Yeah, the weekend before we all locked down in March, I went to Steamboat Springs with my buddies Kevin, James, and Kevin's girlfriend, and we were skiing the whole weekend. And I'm like, so 2019, I learned how to ski. Mm-hmm. 2020 was the first ski season where I was like, I already know how to ski. I can just go have fun.
You
and
can
I
participate
did.
In ski season.
Exact skizen, yeah.
Ski season.
And there was one night that we went to we were in Steamboat Springs and we went to the natural hot springs. Mm-hmm. And it's like
I remember you telling me about that.
I might have said it on the show, so sorry, I'll cut it out if I did. But
no, I don't even know if it was on the show. I just remember you talking to me about it.
It was like this canyon in Colorado, moonlit, literally no electricity nearby, just these natural hot tubs. And so we went there and like brought a couple drinks. It was just like a lot of fun. And then on the
That's
way
amazing.
Back, we were our van driver who drove us from our like chalet, if you want to call it, like our condo that we were staying at, to the springs. His name, he said, my name is Brad, but call me Wheels. And we were all like, why do you want us to call you Wheels? And they're like, that's what all my friends call me. Plus, and then he just gestured at the steering wheel. I'm like, okay, I get it. And then he was driving us down this really like treacherous canyon. And he was like, yeah, like, they also call me Wheels because I'm like the best person to be driving around these streets. Like, just last weekend, I saw a 5-car pile up over there. I saw just one of our vans flipped with a bunch of people in it into the creek. And we're all like, don't tell us this.
Don't, Wheels, please don't disclose that information.
Yeah. And then on the way back, we were all like drunk and he started again talking about all the crazy accidents he saw and we couldn't stop laughing because it's like, dude, read the van.
Wheels can't read a van.
To save his strife.
There's a tweet I saw, I'm forgetting who tweeted it, but it was very funny of being like, man, you know, like those car antlers decorations, they fool me every year. Like I always mistake cars for reindeer as soon as you slap those antlers on. I've been fooled twice today alone.
That's funny.
And they always, I think they're the, like, I love seeing a car with a red nose and antlers. I think it's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Why don't you do it? You have to do it for sure, right?
Because I don't want to spend money on it. Like
it's like $10.
But then, like, I can't do it. I can't bring myself to. But I'd like
just,
to imagine.
Just go 1 week without dairy, and you can afford the antlers.
Stop it.
I know.
Jeff, what are your experiences with car antlers?
Absolutely none. I've definitely seen them before, like especially in Ohio. It's a very Midwestern wholesome energy thing.
It's a very wholesome energy.
That really is the energy of the Midwest. This is not an interesting thing to say and everybody knows it, but just like the contrast of just the vibe when I'm in LA versus here. It's just like in LA, everybody just doesn't care about you. And then when you're here, way too many people care about you. Anyway, yeah, I'll see them in like the parking lot of a Heinen's.
What's Heinen's? Is that like a local supermarket?
Yeah, it's like the Gelson's of Cleveland.
Nice.
Yeah.
What if, I like to imagine if someone, like, because for some reason, when I see those cars, like I automatically, and I could be wrong, but I assume that people who put antlers and like decorate their car to look like a reindeer, like they fucking live for Christmas. They live for the holidays, and like yeah. their house must also be super decorated. But what if it's like nothing of like they didn't decorate their house at all. They didn't even have a tree, no lights or anything. But they're like, I'll throw in a couple antlers on the car. Get the old spirits going.
Yeah.
That's the least
it's not
I can
it's
do.
Not a casual thing. It's no. like cuz also in reading these reviews, mine doesn't have to do with this, but apparently you can't roll down your windows for anything because they hold the
right,
antlers
that's
up
how
top.
It's attached.
So like you really need to want to have them on to have.
You need to want to have them on to have.
Is all.
I've never done it. But I love seeing them. I'm always very tickled to see them.
You're tickled pink.
I'm tickled pink, and I do think that is it's a medical concern.
Do you think Pink has ever been tickled pink?
Do I think Pink the singer has ever been tickled
pink? You don't have to repeat
pink?
It, because when you repeat it back in that slow way, it points out that, it's a bad question.
That Pink
yeah.
has ever been tickled pink?
Yeah. Kind of interesting.
Do I think Pink has ever been tickled pink? Like I'm asking it to her.
we have to take a break because I'm like my cheeks are rosy. I'm embarrassed as hell. I've definitely soiled my jeans.
Hey, do I think Pink's ever been tickled pink?
What's that?
Pink. Do I think Pink's ever been tickled pink?
Okay, so I'm Pink and I'm on a press tour for like a new album. Everybody's been asking questions about the music. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Pink,
yeah.
Pink.
Yeah. NBC News. NBC News.
Pink. Do I think that you've ever been tickled pink? Pink?
Her publicist steps in. That's actually all the time she has today. Everybody starts going clamoring. No.
No, we need to know.
Yeah,
let's
it's
take
like
a break.
Marty.
Daddy, I finished that letter for Santa you wanted me to write.
All right, let's hear it, son.
I'm still working on a couple spelling things, so I don't.
Well, that's okay. Just read it out loud, and if you stumble, then I'll help you with the spelling.
Okay. Dear Santa, for over 80 years, Fram has been a leader in can you read this one?
Automotive filtration.
On
yeah,
automotive
you spelled it right somehow, but you don't know how to say it?
Because that's the only thing they do. Filters.
Weird start. Go on.
Santa, Mr. Claus, do you want to protect your well-oiled machine or breathe easier when driving? Fram has the right filter for every kind of driver.
Well, buddy, I think Santa has the sleigh, right? So there's no gas involved. It's just, it runs on Christmas cheer.
Please don't interrupt me.
Right. I only have you for the weekend. So yeah, let's just make the most of it.
I know. And it's like, I go to Mom's tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Wait, tomorrow's Sunday. I thought you were going Monday morning.
Well, Mom said that she has like a dinner that she wants
me
to be at.
I have to call your mother.
She wants me to meet her new friend.
This is not fair to me, but go on. Her new friend?
Fram oil filters are American-made, tough, and feature Sure Grip Tech. Can you read this
again,
one too?
Again, spelled perfect. Technology.
Technology.
This is your handwriting. What the hell?
No slip grip for easy install and remove, even with an oily hand, glove, or elf.
Buddy, if you can, if you do go to the dinner tomorrow, can you take a photo of her friend and send it to me?
Can I take a photo of Mom's friend to send to you?
The person she wants you to meet. Yeah, just I want to make sure that I look better than
them. That seems
them.
Inappropriate of me to do.
I don't think you know the difference.
You're
you
right.
Don't...
Well, I'm also not done with my letter. Dad, please.
All right, go,
let me
go.
Finish. Fram cabin air filters filter out contaminants like exhaust fumes, allergen, and pollution. With the power of Arm & Hammer baking soda, you can breathe easy with an odorless interior, Rudolph.
No way he's taller than me, right?
Find the filter that's right for you, Santa. And right for me, actually, because I would like this. And go to fram.com today. That's FRAM.com. Please, thank you, Santa. I can't wait to meet my mom's friend. His name is Brad.
Brad what? Brad what? And ask me, and like check his wrist and see what kind of watch he's wearing.
Love, Kyle.
That's not even your name. That's the only thing that, weirdly enough, you spelled contaminants right, but you got your name wrong?
I forgot. I was too excited by Christmas and by Brad. Brad got me a race car toy for Christmas. I was like an early gift.
A little like Hot Wheels or?
No, he got me like, I like can drive it around the yard. You got me a sock.
I lost the second one.
I know. I still love you, Dad. You're going to be okay.
Really?
Well, Dad, no matter how you drive, Fram has the right filter for you. Again, go to fram.com today and find your perfect filter. Thank you, Fram!
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I broke both my bows.
Both these bones.
Fell on a ton of ice. Broke my elbows twice. And it didn't really feel too nice. Too nice. I have only since eaten white rice.
Because
it looks like snow.
Yes, it does.
When my dad said he had to go, my mom didn't put on a show. And I couldn't even say goodbye.
He cried.
I only eat white bread shredded to look like snow. My brother didn't come home for the holidays because I told him what was going on at home. Vanilla ice cream to look like snow.
And mashed potato.
Mashed potato snow.
Because your dad loved you, only eat things that look like snow.
As a coping mechanism, yeah. All right. This is a 5-star review of Christmas car decorations, reindeer kit, holiday car window decor, rooftop antlers, and auto grill red nose decor for car.
In a hat?
This is 5 stars from Kindle. Well, it's just Kindle customer is the name.
Kindle Christmas.
Here we go.
My husband plays Santa, and he, in quotes, loves it.
That's it?
Yep.
No. That is the whole review.
Yeah.
My husband plays Santa
and he loves it.
That has
nothing. It's a 5-star review. Why is loves it in air quotes?
That has nothing to do with anything. That's nothing. My husband plays Santa and he loves it.
Hi, welcome to Wendy's. Can I get you? Oh, look at those antlers. That's so festive.
Yeah. Thanks. My wife bought them for me. Sorry. Actually, hold on. Let me roll down the window a little bit. I gotta.
The antler falls.
Stay on. Fuck.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Hold on. I just gotta. Let me just open the door.
Hits the brick wall. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, nope. And bump the Buick. Okay. And here we go. Doors closed. Ha. Huh. All right, hello.
Yeah, can I get you anything to eat? Are you hungry or?
You know, I'll just take a Coke. I actually already had lunch. I just needed to get out of the office for a bit, you know, just kind of drive around and talk to someone who wasn't my coworker.
Nah, I'm starting to get it. Car antlers, you're kind of clumsy with the Buick. You don't actually want food. You pulled up here to talk to me. You need somebody.
Well, when you put it that way, it makes me sound kind of sad.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
What's your name?
It's Jordake.
Jordake.
But we don't have to talk about my name. It's not what it's about.
That's nice. Oh, well, Jordake, I'm Sam. It's cool. Nice to meet you.
I'll get you that Coke right away.
Oh, take your time. Take your time, Jordake.
That was all fast as it is.
I put the car in park and then I turn it off.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. What do you need?
What else
do you need beside the Coke?
Is it okay? I mean, like, there's no line right now. Is it?
I can guarantee there's going to be. But yeah, for now, you're fine.
Dude, I just need to sit for a second.
Okay. I'm going to close the window then.
Please. I'm begging you. Do not do that.
What's going on? Why do you need to talk to somebody so bad?
Have you ever felt like your whole life is just one big plastic bag that's been put over your head?
So you feel like you're suffocating. What are you being smothered by?
I guess I never thought of it. Suffocating, that's good.
That's what happens when you put a bag over your head.
I'm just, man, I mean, it's like nonstop, right? I mean, like,
I don't know what you mean.
No, but it's bigger than that. It's the family. And you know, I should be so lucky. I got a job, I got wife, I got kids, I got
Buick. What do you do for work? It seems like this is a really nice Buick. It seems like things are actually going well.
Things are going well. I'm a stockbroker, so I'm happy.
God, wow.
But
mid-level or low level?
I'm top tier.
God.
I'm jealous.
But during the holidays,
you're
my
a stockbroker.
Like,
you're on your break from work, and you're at a Wendy's drive-thru. So you drove over here to New Jersey from Wall Street.
I did.
Oh my god!
That's what I'm saying, man. Is this
why do you even have a car?
Because I can.
What's on the passenger seat? There's a lot of shiny things over there. Just pure diamonds.
My passenger seat is filled with pure diamonds, and my trunk is filled with solid gold bars. Okay, that's why this car is a little slower than the average one.
Also, why a Buick? Like, you obviously have the money. This is the top of the line Buick. I don't know why you didn't just do like a middle tier Benz.
Jordic, I came to you because I just need to like talk to someone real. You know.
All right. Yeah. I work a minimum wage job, so it's kind of hard for me to like see this and hear about this. But yeah, that's fine.
But like, you get me. Like, I feel like
I don't understand you at all. Why do you need to get away from your Wall Street job?
I guess it's just like everyone at work they don't really care about the things that matter. You know,
cut to work. Yeah, it was just a nice getaway for the family. We went out to Shelter Island, and we had a lot of fun, and that's what it's all about, being with the family
every year.
Sam, what'd you say?
No, sorry. It's just like, we get it. We know how you feel about family.
It's like three guys around a water cooler, and then Sam is just kind of distantly 10 feet away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really love my family. That's what I did this weekend. What'd you guys do?
Well, I kind of the same thing, but we just kind of stayed around the house. You know, the kids are still young, so we did some snowmen in the yard, and
oh my god.
Just a nice quiet time at home.
Oh my god.
Sam, what? What's wrong?
What's wrong? Jesus Christ, if you have to ask. Oh my god, I am pouring liquid gold into my coffee. Oh my god, what's wrong?
What do you value?
What do I value? That's a weird question, first of all. The question was, what did you do for the weekend? Now you turn to Sam and say, what do I value?
I don't know. Like,
what's my value? Like, what's my net worth?
No, not at all that. We know it's higher than us. We're all analysts.
Yeah, of course it's higher than you.
I'm going to go back to my desk, guys. No, Peter, just...
No, Peter. No, Peter. Stay.
Go back.
So, I mean, it's like everyone at work is talking nonstop about family and cheer and gratitude.
Yeah.
And like,
100%.
It's making me feel left out. Like, you get it. You get it, Jordache.
You don't have to keep using my name. But yeah, it's... I don't really get it. I got to be honest. I don't get it. I love, being with family is kind of like the most important thing to me. And I just wonder like
a line starting to build up behind
me. Yeah, a lot of people behind you. Sorry about the honk. Well, I'm not sorry about the honking. You shouldn't be in park.
No, I'm fine. It's okay. Don't apologize. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. I was.
What was really tough today, why I just needed to get out of the city is like someone called me a mean name at work. And I just like, it didn't sit right with me. And I didn't agree with it really.
Cut to work. Mr. Lorente.
Yeah.
Could you get those your expense reports to me? I just need to do it. And if you could just get those over to me, my big guy, big head honcho.
Excuse me?
Oh, it was just a joke. Like, yeah, you're head honcho. You're kind of the boss.
Sorry, what would you say before head honcho?
Big guy.
Big guy. You're doubling down. Big guy.
Well, you made me say it again. It was just like big.
Right.
Big boss man. It was a colloquialism. It's like, hey, boss man, like, hey, trying to relate to you because you never let me.
What's your name again? I knew you've worked for me for 5 years. I know your face. I just can't place the name.
Jyler.
Jyler what?
Jyler Scott.
Jyler. Writing down Jyler.
You don't have to write it down because I'm worried about what you're going to do with
Jyler,
it.
Jyler, that'll be all for
cut
today.
Cut to the afternoon. It's just like he sees through his glass wall like Jyler is just like getting the news and we don't hear the audio and he's just like nodding.
Depressing.
And then Jyler just like is packing his bags and like looks over to the office. And Sam is just staring back at him.
I swivel my desk chair around.
Look out at the city.
Yeah.
Cut back.
I mean, can you believe that shit? Someone
you
coming in
you laid someone off this morning?
Yeah, well,
doesn't
that's
that bother
why I
need you?
To get out of. I mean, it bothers me because then everyone, I was walking around the office, everyone's looking at me like I'm fucking Scrooge or something around
of
Christmas
course.
Time.
So they were just staring at you weird, or was it more than that?
Well,
cut to the office. They're all throwing shit at him. Fuck you, Sam. I don't want to work here for you anymore. He's like in a corner. Everybody's like, it's a coup.
It's like in Succession when Kendall lays off like the whole company and they come and spit at him. And he's just like, all right, everyone pack up your things and go.
We don't want to work for you ever again. Fuck you, Sam. Fuck you and your family. Fuck you.
throwing desks at you. They are hitting you, but you're not even flinching. You grab your car keys and walk down stone-faced.
I'm under my breath. Well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Bad apology! Cut back to Wendy's. So that happened just before
God,
this?
That happened about 22 minutes ago.
Got it. Can I just give you like a frosty? I mean, like, I feel weird giving you something for free, but what gets you out of the hot drive-thru? Because it is absolutely...
I could really use a Frosty. I could really use like a handout right now, actually.
I don't think so. You guys always get handouts. We never do. No, here's a Frosty. Like, here's a Frosty, but you know what? I'm going
to
pay for it.
Oh my, you don't have to do that, Jordake, you really don't have to do that.
Get out of my drive-thru.
I try and start the car. Ah, oh, shit. This happens sometimes. When you have the amount of gold bars in your trunk that I do, sometimes a little bugger just won't start.
Yeah, it's because you have a lot of stuff and it's like the gas is used up more because you have to use more torque. You're out of, yeah, that's it. It's on E. You knew that you're out of gas.
Well, I guess it was meant to be in a way.
Cut to the tow truck guy being there. What do you mean you wanted to like talk to someone real? Jordick leans out of the window. Don't even... bother.
Well, oh my God. I'm so glad you asked, Lawrence. It all started this morning.
Me, cut to his home at Christmas, all the kids. Mommy, where's Dad?
Well, honey, Dad just decided he needed to take a little Sam time this holiday season.
A little notification pops up on her phone. It says Hunter in parentheses repairman. It says, you up?
Oh, and you know what? I'm going to take a little Lauren time. So kids, you can open your presents, take selfies with them. It's a Hot Wheel. Merry Christmas, you kids.
They open it up. It's not a Hot Wheel. It's like a knockoff.
It's a not wheel. It's a not wheel. All right.
The saddest Christmas story.
That's so awful.
Instead of a Christmas story, it's a sad-ass Christmas story.
A sad-ass Christmas story. Do you have another review if you want to do one more?
This is a review. This is a five-star review from Richard J.M.
Richard Jingle Malls.
Got it. Here we go. 5 stars. Subject line, other drivers loved my red decorated SUV. I was traveling on I-75 on Christmas morning going to Sisters. Everyone stopped giving me the finger.
What's the punctuation on that?
None. The whole thing, none.
So it wasn't everyone stopped, comma, giving me the finger.
Oh, sorry. No, there's an exclamation point. So yeah, everyone stopped giving me the finger.
Exclamation point?
Exclamation point. Really joyful.
Oh my God.
I just imagine someone just commuting to work normally.
Fuck you! Fuck you, Honda Civic!
I'm going 65. I don't know what else to change. I'm in the middle lane. I couldn't be less offensive to you.
Goes a little farther. A car pulls up next to you. It's a little girl in the backseat just shaking her head.
What? I didn't do anything, dude.
The car slows down a little bit. The mom's in the front seat also shaking her head.
Kidding me with this? I'm doing what you're going slower than me. And you're in the further left lane.
A school bus pulls up. And as it passes, every kid has the window rolled down. And one by one, they spit at you.
Oh, God. I'm trying to roll up my window, but it's one of like the actual roll-ups. Yeah. Oh, God, it's wet. I did nothing to you guys. I'm not even in the same lane. I'm literally staying in my lane.
You get off. You get on a ramp, and you're at a stoplight. Car pulls up next to you. I'm telling you to roll down your window.
Oh, okay. Did you see? Yeah, it rolls it down. Did you see that back there? That was nuts.
I saw that. I am so sorry. Did something happen? Like, I couldn't help it. I mean, I know we only have a couple seconds.
As you're doing this, you're kind of slowly inching ahead of me in diagonal, but I don't notice, so that you're, like, kind of blocking my view.
I'm so sorry about that.
I really don't. I don't know why everybody has their, like, honestly, panties in a bunch. Somebody who clearly they know is a tag team effort rear ends me really hard, pushing me into you too, so I'm liable for damage. What the fuck was that?
Oh my God.
Let's go yell at this guy, right? He rear-ended me.
You just slammed into my driver's side door. Are you kidding?
The other guy gets out. Hey, what the fuck was that? You crashed into me. Why were you stopped? I'm at a light. I don't know. This is it. Like, it's green. It's green now. But it wasn't green when I was stopped.
Oh
and now
my
I can't
God, my
drive.
My car is literally ruined. Fuck this guy.
Guy gets back to his apartment. Finally, his car is just like destroyed.
It dies as he gets to the apartment. Ah, okay. Opens the apartment.
Oh, you're home.
Yeah, you won't believe the fucking drive I just had. It was.
I look out the window. I see the car. No, I can believe it.
You can believe it, or you can see what happened.
I can. I mean, well, seeing is believing. So by the state of, you know, your car, I can look.
Honey, what are those? What's that contract? What are those law papers?
As of today, we are no longer married.
I didn't sign anything.
And that's exactly why. Because you never do anything, Simon. You never take control. You never pull into a lane that you want to be in. You never edge forward at a stoplight that you know is about to turn green. And so you're like, I'm going to get a head start, right? You never go 5 miles over the speed limit. And all the while, your car looks like Rudolph. So how's that supposed to make me feel?
I don't know. I thought you liked the antlers.
You're but, too nice. You're too nothing.
Well, I'm sorry that you feel that way.
Bad apology.
I know.
This Christmas, I want more than a box of nothing.
You're like, you cut to Mia, you kicked me out. I'm just walking sullenly around like a snowy street. I hear like, coming from like a garage door looking place. I'm like, what is this? I poke my head in, it's a boxing gym.
Oh, wow.
Hey, if you want to take a picture, it'll last longer.
So he kind of realizes something in himself. Hey, why don't you shut up?
What the fuck you talking about?
I was just saying, why don't you shut up?
Why don't we shut up? Why don't we fucking shut up? How about you get in the ring and I'll shut you up with my fucking fist in your face, huh?
Why don't I get in that ring and I show you what a piece of this is?
All right, everyone, Eddie, glove him up. Let's get in here, big guy.
This guy who's like has like 50 pounds on him comes up to him. He's like, he's about to do it. I knock you out in one punch.
Oh!
Total knockout. Everybody in the gym like stops what they're doing. Holy shit. Vincent, come out here. A Sylvester Stallone type comes out.
What? This guy just knocked Travis out in one punch. One punch? That's never happened. Who the hell are you anyway?
I'm Simon.
Last name?
It's Simon.
Well, Simon.
You're ready for the big leagues.
Cut to Simon is now the heavyweight champ of the world.
He's on a billboard. Everyone on the freeway like looks up. They all kind of like, they smile.
They were about to give him the finger and then they put it down, nodding.
Everyone in unison.
We all knew you had it in you, Simon.
And then Simon's ex-wife is in a car with another man driving around. And he's
so
like,
babe, what do you want for dinner tonight before I rail you? What are you looking at?
Just a little bit of history. But as for dinner, I'll take some shrimp scampi and then I'll take the car. I'm getting out.
What?
He has like a dent in his head. Bald as hell.
He has cauliflower rugby ears.
He's like a thumb creature from Spy Kids. Cut to her knocking on like the door of like a huge mansion.
Hello? Oh.
Hi, Simon.
Lindsay.
So this is your new place.
Yeah, it does the job.
Yeah. Can I come in? It's a little cold out here.
Now's not really a good time.
Hey, Simon!
Two women coming.
Yeah, yeah. They're both like wearing really corny Playboy bunny ears.
Hey, Simon.
One of them's wearing his like button-down white shirt.
Yeah, ladies, I'll be right there.
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize you had company.
Who's this?
Oh, sweetie, I like your scarf. I didn't know Infinity Scarves made it since 2008.
And you might want to wear a skirt.
Oh, well, it's pretty cold, so I have jeans on.
Oh. Simon. Go back to bed, ladies. I'll be there in a minute.
He's wearing his championship belt and nothing else. So what is it you wanted?
You know what? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have bothered you, especially after how I acted. This is so embarrassing. I should just go.
Yeah, probably.
Wait, no, Simon.
Close the door.
Title card. Merry Christmas.
From Simon Simon.
That was the darkest.
Honestly, both of those were like really sad Christmas stories.
It's a nice place. Yeah, it does the job. I can't stop laughing. I'm fucking crying.
And then we both did the same. Simon.
Simon.
So funny. But usually when that happens in movies, like, he doesn't actually want to be with those girls. He wants to be with the one who comes to commit. And he's like, no, he's actually happier.
I'm fucking crying. I'm a fucking thumb man.
She dates a thumb. This shook me all week long. A family friend of ours got
hey,
us
brag.
These. You kidding me? A family friend of ours gave us this like gift basket. They're like big on gift baskets, and included in this one were these like really good tart but still sweet maraschino cherries, and like the dark ones, you know, that are like served in fancy cocktail places. So I'm back on my old fashioned
like the
kick.
Luxardo.
I think it is that.
Yeah,
maybe
those are good ones.
Yeah. So whatever it is, it's Italian and like very dark with and very syrupy. So I'll do two of those in the old fashioned and like just a little scoop of the maraschino syrup in it too. And it's a game changer. It really is. It reminds me of like just a really nice cocktail bar old fashioned. It's not like it take. It's like let I don't know. I got bored with old fashions, but this made it more exciting to me because at the end
I
you also
get
a little maraschino surprise. So
you can't say that.
I'm like clinging to something.
I similarly my what shook me is in the same vein of I subscribe to New York Times cooking, so I have all the New York Times recipes because we cook a lot and I love cooking, and so we have like our weekly dishes or like, you know, we have a bunch that we rotate out of, and so we want to expand that, and so we're going to try and do at least one new recipe a week.
That's fun.
And so tonight's I'm really, really excited about tonight.
What is it?
And tonight we are doing sheet pan scallion chicken with bok choy.
Oh my God.
And so
that
it's
sounds
chicken
amazing.
Thighs with like a miso ginger scallion
marinade
over, and all of it is over bok choy. And then we're going to make rice on the side. And
can
I am
you send me a photo?
So excited.
You always tell me what you're going to make. And then I literally just want a photo.
I'm so excited to make this tonight.
Send me photos, please.
I will.
Thank you so much for listening to this bonus episode of Review Review. We'll be back on Tuesday with an episode with some very special guests. And again, next Friday with the best of Review Review 2020 bonus episodes. So give those a listen. Hopefully your favorite episode makes it. And if not, it's just a podcast, man. Get over it. You can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Enspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote.
You can follow Jeff on Instagram now at just Jeffrey James. Woo! And on Twitter at Don't Play No James.
Yes,
and you know where to find the show.
Man.
It's very exciting.
It is. It's like such a small thing. I was texting my friend and I was like, this is not important. You don't give a shit. But
it
I got
important.
It.
Yeah.
I got at Jeffrey James. And again, if you would like to participate in the December VIP Zoom party tomorrow night, December 19th at 5 p.m. Pacific time, subscribe or upgrade your tier at patreon.com/ Riley and Jeff.
And we'll catch you next week.
Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum Original.